And then the last piece of the sutta is, or the last perception, like you notice all of these are anicca sanya, anatta sanya, subha sanya, all of them are sanyas, and then the last is anapanasati. And it didn't sort of say anapanasati sanya, it's anapanasati. So that the, and this I think that's an encouragement to be using the meditation or mindfulness of breathing as an anchor for one's cultivation, one's development, one's practice of settling the mind as well as investigating. You know, on a certain level, you know, Anapanasati could have been the first one. Like calm the mind, settle the mind, develop that. As well as the last. I think it's important to tie it all up. I was kind of tying it all up with a nice bow on top. Anapanasati, cultivation of the mindfulness of breathing, but that also recognize that the mindfulness of breathing is in its full presentation is the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. That framework of mindfulness of breathing is synonymous with the framework of the four foundations of mindfulness. That there's that 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing, the four tetrads, broken into four tetrads, the body, feeling, mind, and mind objects. So that learning how to use that mindfulness of breathing so that there's a development of the meditation and the mindfulness that helps the mind to be settled and clear and perceptive of our experience. So cultivation of the mindfulness of breathing is it's sort of, again, where you're calming the mind, settling the mind, having a structure to keep training the mind so that there's a, you can get a sense of more clearly, well, what are the habits that I bring into my perception of myself in the world? What are the possibilities? How do I create a sense of stillness and brightness? It's not just sort of making the mind still. And one of the idioms that the Thai teachers use is sort of samadhi or the still meditative mind like a tree stump. It's not really what we're cultivating. And, in the same way of the lifting up perceptions into the mind, one's lifting up the objects of mindfulness of breathing in its different ways. You're lifting it up into the mind and learning how to sustain attention or reflect or investigate so that there's a increased knowledge and understanding, increased clarity that arises from that. So that our meditations are know, sort of the Anapanasati, how do we settle the mind? How do we delight the mind? How do we make it clear? What does it mean to be peaceful? And also that Anapanasati, so especially when it's taken in the context of the Anapanasati Sutta, the Buddha, and actually these days we're with the new chanting book that we've got here, then we chant the Anapanasati Sutta, and then it's sort of in Pali and English, and it's so we're reflecting on. But it's the Buddha saying, because when mindfulness of breathing is developed and cultivated, it is of great fruit and great benefit. When mindfulness of breathing is developed and cultivated, it fulfills the four foundations of mindfulness. When the four foundations of mindfulness are developed and cultivated, they fulfill the seven enlightenment factors. When the seven enlightenment factors are developed and cultivated, they fulfill true knowledge and deliverance. And then the Buddha then, and how, bhikkhus, is mindfulness of breathing developed and cultivated so that it is of great fruit and great benefit? And then it goes into the actual nuts and bolts instruction. But that sense of the realizing that it's that mindfulness of breathing is helping to tie into that cultivation development of the four foundation mindfulness, sub factors of enlightenment, knowledge and deliverance. It's there, say, was building the foundation for that.